Blog Talk Radio.
Bells will be ringing. It's sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friends to wish me greetings once again.
Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and LinkedIn. Okay? Well,
Thank you again.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm in Jamaica right now.
Yuma! Let's go.
Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka. Did a backflip, then I landed in an opera. I rep that fucking Prada. I came from the water. Sea World High Fashion, I'm looking like Madonna. Young Kate Munch, gun stunt, so like this Kate no more. Creeping down the street, and I'm bumping fucking records. No. 9 piece, 8 balls, chirping on my telephone. Posted in Jamaica, smoking hella bone. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up. And now I'm feeling so tropical. Long hair, and it's coming out my follicles. Try me, it ain't logical. I rock too much, ice dog, I'm looking like a popsicle. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama.
Wants me back again.
Oh, I tried so hard
to be as faithful, but I wasn't able. Now it's more painful. Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no room to fit.
No room to
when you fall in a kid, we find that your love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between. My dreams will get shot down. I'm late to the showdown.
Troubles all around.
Love of the shepherd who left from the shelter to try to find better. Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to begin without you. There's no room to fit.
No room to
when you fall in a kid, we find that your love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between,
caught in between.
Oh, can't be mean. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
Why is menage a trois?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Why is menage a trois?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is menage a
trois? Hey, hey, hey,
hey. Why is menage a trois?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is menage a trois?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Why is menage a trois?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is menage a trois?
And my guys, SeaWorld High Fashion, Bahama Mama. Yes, 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 El DeBarge. I'm super excited because he will be the guest on this Saturday night live edition, live broadcast of weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am super, super excited. And those of you that attended his shows this past weekend with a gig, have an amazing gig with Eddie Griffin. Big shout out to you guys. I know you are just in heaven. Yes, he's so, I mean, not because he's telling it like his father, like his family. Oh my God. You know, I've been networking with him since 07, 08, so I'm really super excited that his debut LP, Lion's Den, has been released. So check him out. Network with him on Facebook. Tweet him, El DeBarge Jr. on Twitter. And most definitely check out his music at ReverbNation.com. Well, you can download, you can purchase his new album. Also, you can, there are a couple of free downloads there also. So it's just amazing. Super, super excited. So thank you again for tuning in to this morning's edition of Motivating Monday. Here's my guy, Slow-O.
This is the Cashmere Masterpiece.
Yeah, welcome to the fly zone. Relax. Yeah, relax, for real.
Yeah, welcome to the fly zone. Welcome to the fly zone. Welcome to a fly world. Blew the way, clear the board. See the stakes, chips the board. This is magic, black hammers, black rabbits. Out the hat, figure that, to figure this a nigga. It. Nothing else to think about. I'm sitting here, I'm airing out of my space. My plate is sitting full, pedaling. I flow like medicine. I keep pedaling. Get it in. Tonight we about to somersault. The way we about to run it off and navigate out of state. I'm not fly, that yay. Just break the re-break. Scratch like the sweepstakes and bring it back like rebate. Yeah, sound like the late breaks. A way different pedigree. I'm sort of hard to intake. Mean that literally. The kid just killed a beat. A whole nother entity. It's kind of hard to figure me.
Okay.
Yeah, welcome to the fly zone. Welcome to the fly zone. The galaxy, I put together masterpieces in your face, battling down south, Catalan pounds with my mans on them. Hit me on the chirp again to piggyback to work again. All at it, all on it. Push till it's off of open. Niggas talk, I'm really on it. Really fly, fly zone, and I'm on it. I can kiss the sky, nigga. Waterway, brick pounds. I can clear the card, nigga. Yeah. I can clear the card, nigga. Either way, the dice shake. Flow comatose in a boy satellite fly. Welcome to my world, nigga. Next play, the best play. Get them for the low, nigga.
You know? Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Yeah, welcome to the fly zone. Welcome to the fly zone.
Also sending condolences out. That was Fly Zone, of course, from Slow O. One of my favorites now, because I have so many now. But one of my favorite underground artists. I mean, he's really doing his thing. His own clothing line now and everything. He was my first YouTube friend when I created my YouTube channel, Culture Shot Inc., KULTRESHOKENT, back in 07. And I was like, oh my God, and he has like Mississippi roots too. And I was like, oh my God, this guy's so talented. And he's just an amazing entrepreneur. So what's up, Phil Mo San Francisco? He's representing. So Network with Lo O also. Check me. Music. So amazing. Again, happy Motivating Monday. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays. Are you making resolutions? Are you? Okay, but I also want to send, again, condolences to my favorite team from my childhood. Saints and the Cowboys are my favorite teams. I was born a Saints fan. I have been a big, big-time Cowboys fan since I was an itty-bitty girl. And just sending condolences out for the loss of Jerry Brown Jr. and also the trouble that Josh Brenn is in. So sending much love and condolences to their family, to their loved ones, to their teammates, to the alumni from the same college, to the university they both attended. Just sending much love out to those Cowboys. But on the other hand, congratulate those boys, Cowboys Nation, and sending much love to my Saints Nation, also the Who Dat Nation. I'm with them through thick and thin. So I'll shout those guys out also. But Cowboys won, did their thing, right? So this is for you, the Cowboys Nation. Yay!
Man, drop that shit on the fuck movie. Man, drop that shit.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, and there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempts, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Well, my PSS is not one of my next PSS has been slow about starting. So, happy birthday if today is your birthday. And if today
this
is your
Janice
birthday.
This is Janice Nolan for the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy.
You are celebrating your birthday with Executive Director Kenneth Brown, who turns 52 today. John Boozman, U.S. Senator, Republican of Arkansas. He's 62. Susan Day, actress from L.A. Law and the Partridge Family. Oh, she's so cool. She's 60. Of course, the former governor of Illinois is 56. Rob Blagojevich, did I say his name right? Neil Peoples is 51. Actors, remember Neil? Meg White, rock musician. The White Stripes, I love the White Stripes. 38. Raven Simone is 27. Actress from that show, Raven, the Cosby Show. And actress Emmanuel Shruti Curie turns 35 years old today. So happy birthday to you. Today's your birthday, and also to our favorite celebrities. And also on this day in 1964, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. received the Nobel Peace Prize during ceremonies in Oslo, Norway. And also 1520, on this day, Martin Luther publicly burned the papal edict, demanding that he recant or face communication. And my state of Mississippi in 1817 was admitted to the Union as the 20th state. 1948, the UN General Assembly adopted its Universal Declaration on Human Rights. Also in 1965, the Grateful Dead played their first concert at the Fillmore Auditorium in San Francisco. What a coincidence. In 1967, singer Otis Redding died at age 26 in the crash of its private plane in Wisconsin. In 1980, Representative John W. Jenrette, Democrat of South Carolina, resigned to avoid being expelled from the House following his conviction on charges related to the FBI's app scam investigation. And in 84, South African Bishop Desmond Tutu received the Nobel Peace Prize. In 94, Asa Yarafat, Shimon Peres, and Yitzhak Rabin received the Nobel Prize, Peace Prize. I remember that. 1998, six astronauts opened the doors to the new International Space Station. In 98, the Palestinian leadership scrapped constitutional clauses, rejected Israel's right to exist. In 2001, The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, the first in three-film adaptation of J.R.R. Tolkien's epic fantasy trilogy, premiered in London. In 2002, former President Jimmy Carter accepted the Nobel Peace Prize for his diplomacy in Middle East in the 1970s. And in 2007, former Vice President Al Gore accepted the Nobel Peace Prize with a call for humanity to rise up against a looming climate crisis. 2007, NFL star Michael Vick was sentenced to 23 months in prison for bankrolling a dog-fighting operation and killing dogs that underperformed. In 2007, Cristina Fernandez was sworn in as Argentina's first elected female president. And in 2009, President Barack Obama accepted the Nobel Peace Prize Peace Prize with a humble acknowledgement of his scant accomplishments and a robust defense of the U.S. of war. And in 2009, James Cameron's 3D film epic Avatar had its world premiere in London. So, wow. So we're having really bad weather, those of you that are just waking up. And you turn it to WAPT-16, the weatherman has been on pretty much since a little after 4 o'clock, warning us and advising us on what we need to do. I know there's been some tornado watches and thunderstorm watches and warnings to the point where he's been instructing people to, you know, to be safe and to not remain in their cars and to get in ditches and so on in certain counties. And it's raining heavy right here in North Jackson, Mississippi. So much love to everyone worldwide. What's up to Ebony Empress and all my international friends, my friends in Australia, and all of my friends who are having some awesome parties and events throughout this holiday season, from now throughout New Year's and New Year's Day and so on. You know, you all are really, I'm doing my best to promote and share, and you all feel free to call also to share and update and let people know what's up with your events and parties and in your community. I saw a lot of volunteering is going on, a lot of giving is going on, a lot of partying is going on. You know, wow. So there's a lot of good cheer. Even those who, are saying, well, I'm just being thankful. I'm not making a big deal. I'm focusing on it being Christmas and Christ's Day. But other than that, I mean, it's like everyone is doing their best to make the best, to be thankful that we do have a breath of life, right? I know. But thank you for tuning in. I also really appreciate you and your support and your love, okay?
Daniel nació 2 meses prematuro. Su corazón y pulmones no estaban listos. Lo único que podían esperar sus padres era que algún día saliera sano del hospital y vivirían felices para siempre. Más de 500.000 bebés nacieron prematuros el año pasado. Usted puede ayudar a March of Dimes para que lleguen más bebés sanos a sus casas. Aprenda cómo en nacersano.org. Colaboremos para que los bebés nazcan más fuertes y sanos. This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His parents could only hope that one day he would leave the hospital healthy, and they would all live happily ever after. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year. You can help the March of Dimes stop premature birth and bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
At the American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air. We're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
Christmas is in the air. Since 1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas Seal. Money raised through Christmas Seal funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas Seal. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
We want to thank you for keeping us safe and warm. We want to thank you for protecting us from a storm of ignorance and hate. We want to take the time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I., this one's for you. Merry Christmas, G.I., for all the things you do. We're gonna take the time to stop and appreciate that sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I., Christmas. Sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. Hope yours is safe and warm. Merry Christmas, G.I. Merry Christmas, G.I. Merry Christmas, G.I. Merry Christmas.
Self-imaging and positive thinking. and that entails visualization. But Denise Austin's newsletter, Morning Stretch with Denise Austin, reads like this, dated today, December 10th, 2012. Welcome to Morning Stretch with Denise Austin. And just sign up at DeniseAustinOnline.com so you can be advised also. I've loved Denise Austin for ages. To get daily advice, tips, and inspiration from America's favorite fitness expert. And she's also promoting her release of her 99th and 100 exercise DVDs. Ignite Your Metabolism with Fit in a Flash, which delivers 7 dynamic workouts and quick 7-minute intervals, and Target Tone, all those pesky trouble zones with my Shrink Your 5 Fat Zones. That's me. 3 ways to visualize your success. When you're stuck in a fitness rut, it helps to know you have the ability to do something about it. Tap into your brain power to achieve results. You can train your mind to visualize success just as you can train your body to achieve it. Tap into your brain power with these tips. So the article is coming up. This is a newsletter that I just received. So you say, well, why are you not prepared? Because the email is new. It just came in. Motivational Monday. Usually what her Monday talk is in time. And it like it doesn't want to come up. Here it comes. So I can share these tips. Here it comes. Happy holidays. You might can hear the weatherman. My television in the other room. The volume's not so low. That's what they're in the background noise. So you all can have a clear reception. Come on. But these are important tips. I know many of you like to visualize also. Also, remember to visit my Mark e-boutique, mymarkstore.com/ Bethany Williams, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y. Now, the live streaming is about to stop, but we're going to discuss Denise Austin, and, of course, I love to share tips from Walk Off Weight, and also we're going to talk about the topic of blacklisted, what happened when one is blacklisted or blackballed. And some of you know this. Some of you are probably on both sides of the fence. And I've posted articles. So I pretty much just go over some of the articles and cases. I posted one article that was from the UK regarding construction workers. It was very interesting. And then, of course, you know about the Hollywood blacklist. Back in the day, during way back in the day, when a lot of Hollywood stars were blacklisted, and those that worked in the film industry. Still waiting for the tips to come up. I don't know why it's slow. Try it one more time. Speed it up. Okay, well, I feel like I'll be going over those 3 tips of visualization at another time because it's taking a while. Don't like to drag the show. I'll try it one more time. I'm silent now because there's weather warning on the radio now. Severe thunderstorms and tornadoes are out. But there's interruption of weather report right now on the radio. Okay, well, I'll go over those visualization tips with you. If not this morning, most definitely tomorrow. And tomorrow will be prime time. Tomorrow evening. I found a story, there's an email that you all might, especially those of you that are fly a lot. It's regarding flying in comfort on a budget. So I know many of you are traveling a lot. And a big, yesterday on Facebook, I shout out to you on vacation. So shout out to those of you that are on vacation. And many of you are out on break. I know my niece is out on winter break, and a lot of you all are also. So big shout out to High School and College. Alma mater, and those of you that are just enjoying time off, but big shout out to those of you that are on leisure vacations or working vacations or experiencing staycays during this season. I am praying and planning for a working vacay real soon, and I cannot wait, really cannot wait. Need a vacay, but I need to get a lot of work done also. So praying, and can't wait, to be honest, most definitely. And they're so excited about the year also. So let's see. Flying in comfort and on a budget. My radio, I can hear my radio in the other room. Roland Martin's segment is on. Tom Joyner Morning Show. Oh, and congratulations to Johnny Football for winning the Heisman Trophy this past weekend. They said now his name is Johnny Heisman. So congratulations to Johnny Football regarding winning the Heisman Trophy also. Well, it's taken so long. I'm on my computer's kind of slow this morning. Well, we'll go ahead and play a little bit more music, and then we'll talk about the hip tips that I like to share with you from Walk Off Weight, and plus the topic of blacklist. And then if I can get the budget story and also the newsletter from Denise Austin, I will do just that. My computer's, you know, just not. Oh, now it wants to zoom. It zooms when it wants to zoom into the switchboard so I can play more music. Looking forward to the Mark Monday weekly training call today at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central. Brenda Simone, America. Okay, now the subject matter. A blacklist, or blacklist, is a list of registered of entities, or register of entities who, for one reason or another, are being denied a particular privilege, service, mobility, access, or recognition. As a verb, to blacklist can mean to deny someone work in a particular field or to ostracize a person from a certain social circle. Conversely, a whitelist is a list or compilation of identifying titles, entities that are accepted, recognized, or privileged. And, you know, many of us know about probably both sides, the whitelist and the blacklist. According to the Henry Holt Encyclopedia of Word and Phrase Origins, the word blacklist originated with a list of England's King Charles II made of 58 judges and court officers who sentenced his father, Charles I, to death in 1649. When Charles II was restored to the throne in 1660, 13 of these executioners were put to death and 25 sentenced to life imprisonment while others escaped. They also point out that the whitelist is not the opposite of a blacklist, but rather a list often kept by unions of people suitable for employment, refers to whitelist. Blacklisting can be formal or informal. In the employment setting, applicants who apply to numerous positions, regardless of being qualified or not, can soon be ignored during some or all subsequent applicant processes. This can be an informal choice made by one HR professional, or shared form response taken up by the entire office. In the past, lists of union members have been shared or circulated between multiple organizations to prevent hiring of employees who have been critical of management or advocated on behalf of members of their profession. In Canada, CLAC operates such a blacklist. In the political context, the term blacklisting is generally used in a pejorative context, as it implies that someone has been prevented from having legitimate access due to the whims or judgments of another. For example, a person being served with a restraining order for having threatened another person would not be considered a case of blacklisting. However, somebody who is fired for exposing poor working conditions in a particular company and is subsequently blocked from finding work in that industry may be considered to have been blacklisted. Blacklisting can and has been accomplished and informally and by consensus of authority figures and does not necessarily require a physical list or overt written record. Nazi blacklist was the list in the Black Book that was drawn up of 2,820 prominent British citizens such as Winston Churchill and Bertrand Russell, that would have been sent to concentration camps if the United Kingdom had not won the Battle of Britain and Nazi Germany's Operation Sea Lion had succeeded in conquering Great Britain. Then there's the Hollywood blacklist. In American history, one of the most famous examples of blacklisting stemmed from an investigation launched in 1947 by the House Un-American Activities Committee, known as HUAC, into communist influence. Oh, excuse me, because I need to drink water. My water bottle is not close to me. Communist influence on the motion picture industry. The first in the industry to be blacklisted as a result of the refusal to provide evidence to the HUAC were a group known as the Hollywood Ten. Most of them screenwriters who had one time or another been members of the American Communist Party. Today, the best known of the Hollywood Ten are the writers Ring Lardner Jr. and Dalton Trumbo, who was barred from openly working in Hollywood for over a dozen years as a result of his defiance of HUAC. In recent months, I've seen a video on Oscar's YouTube, Oscars.com, and Kirk, they were interviewing Kirk Douglas, one of my faves, and he was reminiscing and sharing about that, the Hollywood blacklist. It was interesting. Today, the best known are of the Hollywood 10 are the writers Reen Lartner Jr. and Dalton Trumbo, who's barred from openly working in Hollywood for over a dozen years as a result of his defiance of HUAC. He continued to work under pseudonyms and fronts until the revelation in 1960 that he had written the script for Spartacus. Actor John Garfield was one of the more famous Hollywood performers to have been blacklisted by major American film studios as a direct result of HUAC investigations and hearings. Blacklisting sometimes consists of guilt by association, as in the case of radio actress Madeline Lee. Both Lee and her husband, actor Jack Gifford, were blacklisted after it was revealed that Lee had given a party in her house to raise funds for a group later labeled as a communist front. Though there was no suspension that she had ever been involved in any putatively subversive political causes, though her real name was spelled differently, Lee became the target of thousands of protest phone calls to her network. Another actress, Camilla Ashland, who appeared on the television show Danger, physically resembled Madeline Lee, but she had no political past. Her network, too, became the target of protest phone calls. Madeline Pierce, a 20-year veteran of radio, who again had no political past, was also ultimately blacklisted. And then there's the California Proposition 8 supporter blacklist. Board Cotton of Proposition 8 supporters. Following the passage of California's Proposition 8, Proposition 8 opponents obtained donation lists of those who had supported the ballot measure by contributing to the Yes on 8 campaign. Published the list, organized an activism group, and began calling for boycotts of the places of work of the supporters. The force to fire our resignation of employees. Chad Griffin, a political advisor to Hollywood executives and same-sex marriage supporter, explained the intent of the campaign by saying, any individual who has held homophobic views and has gone public by writing a check, you can expect to be publicly judged. Many can expect to pay price for a long time to come. There has been controversy as to whether this is an appropriate response to the passage of Proposition 8 on the part of those opposed to it. And then there's blacklisting of trade union members. And I'm sharing this from Wikipedia, but I've shared a lot of articles and will share more articles and cases also of blacklisting and blackballing. Blacklisting of trade union members. Trade union members and workers who raise health and safety concerns in the UK have been blacklisted by employers. They use the services of the Economic League, UK, which operated between 1918 and 1993, and the Consulting Association, which took over this role until it was closed down in February 2009. However, the ICO has subsequently been widely criticized for failing to take further punitive action against employers using blacklists or carrying out any further investigations. The Scottish Select Affairs Committee has subsequently been calling for evidence in relation to blacklisting, and an inquiry is underway. The investigation has been widely reported in the media because of hundreds of potential high court claims that can be brought by blacklisted workers against major construction companies such as Carillion, Balfour Beatty, Sir Effer Kansky. Blacklisting was used in Norway before the Second World War. Well-known blacklisted trade unionists include Thorvald, real estate appraisers. On October 16, 2008, Capital West Appraisers filed a class action lawsuit against Countrywide Financial. I remember that corporation, now owned by Bank of America, alleging Countrywide blacklisted appraisers refused to appraise real estate at inflated prices. In the Capital West versus Countrywide Financial Corporation, Capital West Appraisals alleges Countrywide pressured appraisers to set the value of a property at the selling price rather than setting the value based on an inspection of the property and comparable market prices in the area as required by appraisal standards. Misrepresenting the value of a property allowed Countrywide to lend more money to more buyers at higher risk with less collateral. Countrywide could then make more money off the loans selling them on secondary markets as mortgage-backed security. Appraisers who refused to misrepresent property values were put in a do-not-use or field review list database, in essence, a blacklist. When an appraiser was submitted by an appraiser on the Do Not Use database, it was flagged for field review. A field review is a review of the original appraisal. All field reviews were conducted by Landscape, a subsidiary of Countrywide, who would consistently shoot homes in any appraisal from a blacklisted appraiser. Mortgage brokers were then required to set a second appraisal from another appraiser. Since independent mortgage brokers did not want to pay for two appraisals and did not know which lender they would ultimately use, and since Countrywide was the biggest home mortgage lender in the U.S., brokers simply would not use anyone on the field review list. As of August 28, 2008, more than 2,000 names were on the field review list, Countrywide's blacklist, which it sends to mortgage brokers who hire appraisers across the United States. Okay? And here's the retail industry. In the United States, a private agency known as the Retail Exchange blacklists those who make excessive returns to participating retailers. Credit card merchants. Companies which have merchant accounts terminated and their directors are added to a list called TMF/match. This results in an almost certain automatic denial of new purchase merchant account applications. Almost all U.S. companies offering merchant accounts. So, a couple more examples. So, you know, blacklisting, that's serious, you know. Sometimes you're wondering why you're not getting a job or you just feel like something's not right. It's a possibility sometimes you might be blacklisted. You just have to, you know, think about it. It's not always obvious either of why you might be blacklisted in your industry. The results in an almost certain automatic denial of new merchant accounts applications by almost all U.S. companies offer merchant accounts. Okay. Asset control and computing a blacklist is an asset control system that denies entry to specific areas. In the medical context, blacklisting is multiple providers denying care to certain patient or patients with a connotation of volition or willfulness. It is done in various ways for various reasons and is not new. In 1907, the Transvaal Medical Union in South Africa blacklisted patients if they could not pay cash in advance. There was a physical list kept by the community of physicians. A physical list is not necessary to blacklist patients, but there have been other efforts to do that. For instance, in the United States, the website doctorsknow.us was set up to blacklist any patient who had filed a suit against a physician. That effort was extended offshore to a website that encourages doctors to consider avoiding patients who are listed in a database. Those both are physical lists that blacklist patients who either have complained or sued their health care provider. There are less formal and less visible blacklists as well. For instance, an organization called Sufferers for Iatrogenic Neglect knows of 40 cases where patients claim they have suffered on two accounts. One from the original human medical error, and two because they complained about it and as a result got blacklisted. In West London, Rafat Saeed had difficulty finding a GP and says it is very easy for a doctor to blacklist a patient through the Family Health Services Authority. Angelique Omega wrote in her blog, I was once told in a phone call by a renowned ER nurse after she very quickly looked up my name in their computer that they'll better not ever show my face there ever again. This is a high-file complaint. One patient created a graph showing that every time his primary care physician knew about appointments he had with other physicians, those appointments did not result in diagnosis or treatment. All the physicians pretended to be helping, but eventually workers in one physician's office let him know that his primary care physician called them and told them not to diagnose or treat his injuries. They were protecting the physician who caused the injury. Data sharing also can cause patients to become blacklisted. Data sharing makes it easy to get labeled as a problem patient by anyone adding a name to a list. Repeat patients who are misdiagnosed or undiagnosed or patients with chronic conditions or mental illness can get labeled as problem patients. And computer systems that hold the records of patients can make it increasingly difficult, if not impossible, to get appointments for care. Such systems have no borders, making this a global problem. even without data sharing, collegial loyalty, not to each other's back, can be enough to result in the denial of care to certain patients. Consider the patient who has been injured by a healthcare provider. Patients with electrogenic illnesses often cannot get a record made of their injuries and often cannot get treatment. Trudy Newman, in her article, Deadly Medical Practices, described the cause as being physicians having a stronger allegiance to each other than to their patients. They are reluctant to acknowledge the existence of electrogenic injuries by diagnosing or treating them. A patient with an electrogenic injury can go from doctor to doctor by getting diagnosed or treated and never know why. Without a list or any communication between physicians, collegial loyalty by itself results in patients with certain kinds of problems being blacklisted. The above is usually not only in UK, but by dentists in the town of Winnipeg, Canada. However, the term blacklist does connote volition or willfulness. A new and unrecognized disease resulting in patients being unable to find treatment might not be considered blacklisted unless inclination or personal belief or the equivalent had to do with why treatment either was not found or was unreasonably difficult to find. In the UK, the term blacklisted also is used in the NHS to denote blacklisted medicines that are not allowed to be prescribed on NHS prescriptions. And also, you know, people get blacklisted because of their political affiliations. I talked to many people of both of the Democrat-backed Republican and independent who say they do not let people, co-workers know or their place of employment know what party they belong to out of fear of getting fired or losing a job or getting blacklisted. Honestly, you know. People have opened up and told me this, you know, because, I mean, I know that people get blacklisted because of their political party affiliations and if they're active in the community. But I've heard from people, Republican, Democrat, and Independent, who say they don't tell, they don't talk politics, and especially if they, where they, you know, they might have a different views in the place they work at. They do not... even mention politics at work because out of fear of a backlash because of their political affiliation. And we talked about the Hollywood blacklist, and here's some more regarding the Hollywood blacklist. The Hollywood blacklist is the broader entertainment industry blacklist, it's generally known, was the mid-20th century list of screenwriters, actors, directors, musicians, and other U.S. entertainment professionals who were denied employment in the field because of their political beliefs or associations, real or suspected. Artists barred from work on the basis of their alleged membership and or sympathy towards the American Communist Party. Involvement in liberal humanitarian political causes and enforcers of the blacklisted associated with communism and or refusal to assist investigations into Communist Party activities. Some were blacklisted merely because their names came up at the wrong place and time. Even during the period of its strictest enforcement, the late 1940s through the late 50s, the blacklist was rarely made explicit and verifiable. But it caused direct damage to the careers of scores of American artists, often made betrayal of friendship, not to mention principle, the price for a livelihood, and promoted ideological censorship across the entire industry. The first systematic Hollywood blacklist was instituted on November 25, 1947, the day after 10 writers and directors were cited for contempt of Congress for refusing to give testimony to the House Committee on Un-American Activities. A group of studio executives acting under the aegis of the Motion Picture Association of America announced the firing of the artists, the so-called Hollywood 10, in what has become known as the Waldorf Statement. On June 22, 1950, a pamphlet called Red Channels appeared, focusing on the field of broadcasting. It named 151 entertainment industry professionals in the context of red faces and their sympathizers. Soon, most of those names, along with a host of other artists, were barred from employment in much of the entertainment field. The blacklist effectively broke in 1960 when Dalton Trumbo, an unrepentant member of the Hollywood Ten, was publicly acknowledged as the screenwriter of the films Spartacus and Exodus, A number of those blacklisted, however, were still barred from work in their professions for years afterwards. The Hollywood blacklist is rooted in events of the 1930s and the early 40s, encompassing the height of the Great Depression and World War II. During this era, long before the horrors of Soviet Premier Joseph Stalin's rule became common knowledge in the West, the American Communist Party attracted a large number of followers, many of them young idealists in the field of arts and entertainment. The party was the primary force in the United States fighting for the rights of poor people and was centrally involved in campaigns for improvement in welfare, unemployment, and Social Security benefits. Individuals joined the party in spite of the fact that it advocated the violent overthrow of the U.S. government. Its constitution stated the Communist Party would systematically and persistently propagate the idea of the inevitability of and necessity for violent revolution and prepare the workers for armed insurrection as the only means of overthrowing the capitalist state. It further stated that the Communist Party of America is an underground illegal organization. Two major film industry strikes during the 1930s increased tensions between the Hollywood producers and the unions, particularly the Communist-affiliated Screenwriters Guild. The American Communist Party lost substantial support after the Moscow show trials of 1936-38 and the German-Soviet non-aggression pact of 1939. The U.S. government began turning its attention to the links, real and imagined, between Hollywood and the party during its period. Under then Chairman Martin Dies Jr. and the House Committee on Un-American Activities, AUAC, released a report in 1938 claiming that communism was pervasive in Hollywood. 2 years later, Dies privately took testimony from a former Communist Party member, John L. Leach, who named 42 movie industry professionals as communists. After Leach repeated his charges and supposed evidence to a Los Angeles grand jury, many of the names were reported in the press, including those of stars Humphrey Bogart, James Cagney, and Frederick March. Among other well-known Hollywood figures, Dias said he would clear all of those who cooperated by meeting him in what he called executive fiction. Within 2 weeks of the grand jury leak, all those on the list except for actress Jean Muir had met with the HUAC chairman. Dias cleared everyone except actor Lionel Sanders, who was fired by the movie studio Republic Pictures, where he was contracted. In 1941, producer Walt Disney, like Walt Disney, took out an ad in Variety, the industry trade magazine, declaring his conviction that communist agitation was behind a cartoonist and animator strike. According to historians Larry Sepplier and Stephen Englund, in actuality, the strike resulted from Disney's overbearing paternalism, high-handedness, and insensitivity. Inspired by Disney, California State Senator Jack Tenney, chairman of the state legislature Joint Fact-Finding Committee on Un-American Activities, launched an investigation of Reds and Movies. The probe fell flat and was mocked to serve Variety headlines. The subsequent wartime alliance between the United States and the Soviet Union brought the American Communist Party newfound credibility. During the war, membership in the party reached a peak of 50,000. As World War II drew to close, perceptions changed again, with communism increasingly becoming a focus of American fears and hatred. In 1945, Gerald L. K. Smith, founder of the Neo-Fascist America First Party, began giving speeches in Los Angeles, selling the alien mind Russian Jews in Hollywood. Mississippi Congressman John E. Rankin, a member of HUAC, held a press conference to declare that one of the most dangerous plots ever instigated for the overthrow of this government has headquarters in Hollywood, the greatest hotbed of subversive activities in the United States. Rankin promised we're on the trail of the tarantula now. Reports of Soviet repression in Eastern and Central Europe and the war's aftermath added more fuel to what became known as the Second Red Scare. The growth of conservative political influence and the Republican triumph in 1946 congressional elections that saw the party take control of both the House and Senate led to a major revival in institutional anti-communist activity publicly spearheaded by HUAC. The following year, the motion picture Alliance for the Preservation of American Ideas, MPAA, a political action group co-founded by Walt Disney, issued a pamphlet advising producers on the avoidance of subtle communist touches in their films. Its councils revolved around a list of ideological prohibitions such as don't smear the free enterprise system, Don't smear the industrialism. Don't smear wealth. Don't smear the profit motive. Don't defy the common man. Don't glorify the collective. And they go on and on regarding the history of all this. Just check out Wikipedia and you'll see it all, because time is running short and we still have a little bit more fun to have. Here's another Christmas song from Michael Anthony of Texas. Check out more of his music at Reverb Nation. It's Merry's Christmas.
Merry Christmas, how you been? Me, I'm doing fine, I'm still alive and kicking. After all of these years, the Christmas tree is up, lighting up the room, hung up the stocking. That day will be here soon. Need to wrap a few more presents and place them under the tree. Johnny's playing football. You ought to see him run. We watched him play just last Saturday. Man, they almost won. You'd be so proud of the man starting to become. And little Susie's quite the charmer. She always gets her way. Hard to tell her no sometimes. When she looks at me that way, I'm wrapped around her finger like you always said I'd be. Sitting here feeling so blessed, but I can't lie to myself, it's you that I miss. It'll be a bittersweet day come Merry's Christmas. I still recall Merry Christmas morn. Kids were at the grandma's house, all snuggled up and warm. It was hard to see the road through all the falling snow. Being out of nowhere fast, I saw a big bright light. There was nothing I could do. There just wasn't any time. When I woke up that evening, told me you were gone. I cried so hard. Oh, I cried for you. I cried for our children. It was all that I could do. Such a sad, sad day on Merry's Christmas.
Michael Anthony, amazing, amazing voice. I invite him on soon to discuss his Christmas music and other projects also. But you can check out his music at ReverbNation.com. Michael Anthony. Hey, here's a tip from the journal that accompanies Walk Off Weight Journal. And it's on page 68, and it's on week 4. And it reads, technique focus, quicker, shorter steps. Some of these sound similar, but I haven't been sharing you the same tips. I think I repeated one because you needed to hear it again. One of the most common mistakes people make, well, you only know what you need, but it's important to know. One of the most common mistakes people make when they try to walk faster is that they take steps that are too long. The secret to speed is taking more quicker steps, not excessively long ones. Think short as you step forward, keeping your stride more underneath and behind you. A great way to push yourself to take quicker, shorter steps is to track your number of steps and then to aim to increase it over the course of the program. Like, it's good to get a pedometer. You can, that's me talking right there. You can simply count steps in your head for individual intervals, or wear a pedometer to tally your step count for entire walks. Again, quicker, shorter steps. One of the most common mistakes people make when they try to walk faster is that they take steps that are too long. The secret to speed is taking more quicker steps, not excessively long ones. Think short as you step forward, keeping your stride more underneath and behind you. A great way to push yourself to take quicker, shorter steps is to track your number of steps and then aim to increase it over the course of the program. You can simply count steps in your head for individual intervals or wear a pedometer to tally your step count for entire walks. And again, that is from Walk Off Walk Journal, which accompanies the book authored by Prevention.com Fitness Director Michelle Stanton, that I've been sharing with you pretty much since September. Oh, man, it's been a blast. It's almost coming to time to conclude the program and be broadcasting not tomorrow in the a.m., but tomorrow in the prime time hours or tomorrow evening. You know, I'm doing my best to take care of myself. So, you know, I was like, okay. I wanted to stick with the topics because we're talking jobs on Tuesdays and pretty much business. And on Thursdays, we're pretty much talking, preparing about the holidays. So I didn't want to just go back to not airing on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But I am doing my best to take care of myself also health-wise. And so it's important for me to kind of like focus on exercising and focus on the morning things that I need to do. And also I have the privilege of having these primetime hours. So why not broadcast during the primetime hours? So Tuesday and Thursday shows will not broadcast at 5:30 a.m. We'll broadcast during primetime hours. And afternoon shows are a blast also, don't you think? But Wednesday will be at 5:30 a.m. and Friday at 5:30 a.m. And Saturday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't you all miss it? Because L. DeVars Jr. will be a guest, and it's going to be so much fun. San Antonio. Thank you all for tuning in and supporting the broadcast. Until next time, mwah, love you and spread love, okay? Happy holidays, happy Hanukkah. Wishing you all a happy, a Merry Christmas and happy Kwanzaa. And praying to see 2013 arrival. Oh, man, 2013, I believe it's going to be an amazing year. Don't you believe? Thank you. Big Stream Woody. Merry Christmas, G.I.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
We want to thank you for keeping us 7-1. We want to thank you for protecting us from a storm of ignorance and hate. We want to take this time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. This one's for you. Merry Christmas, G.I. For all the things you do. We're gonna take this time to stop and appreciate that sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. Sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. Hope yours is sleeping warm. Merry Christmas, G.I. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, G.I. Christmas.